warm. I've been a little negligent. Sending records back to you. However, I enjoyed very much the two sets of records you sent on to me, and to which I don't believe I replied. In the one instance, the information concerning the promoters of the extrasensory perception. I was awfully pleased that you did alert us to that sort of thing, because with your alert, we could be ever so much better on guard. And I went ahead and notified the public relations officer of this hospital, his office, about that, and told them why. I felt that they ought to be notified, and they were pleased that we would tell them about it. I haven't thought very much about material in there, except to feel sympathetic to you people at the central office level for having to meet and deal with situations of this record having to do with your invitation to Nat Raskin's meeting of rehabilitation people. I have read and reread your remarks that you intend to include in your talk, and a number of them were very interesting to me, and seemed quite appropriate to that occasion and to my mood at present time. Especially did I think that your mention of the dramatic aspects of such a picture, and the wish on the part of some people that it be made more dramatic, and that the scenes giving much repetition should be taken out, that film can come to represent the ultimate authority, and that we are hereby prepared in a pretty sloppy that 50% of anything just doesn't get an attentive ear in this country. That for some reason we seem to depreciate the amount of tragedy and difficulty that are in these severely disabling conditions. See, there were a lot of excellent things in there, I thought. Along that line of the film, last week I went to Syracuse to one of these summer school sessions for teachers, special education, with Lyon. Guy Mercizio invited me sometime early last spring. He was asked to coordinate the sessions for Dr. Cruikshank there at Syracuse, and the doctor, Cruikshank, had suggested that he invite me to come up there and deal with mobility and some of the adjustment activities for blind people, blind adults. I accepted it back then, and then really had no further correspondence on it. He had mentioned that he was going to include a talk by me and some demonstrations, but that he also had arranged to show the second half of the movie The Long Cane. I had taken this in when the original correspondence came, but then thought very little more about it because I didn't really know what I could do about it. Except to do what I could when I got on the scene. I arrived there the very morning of the session and was well received. I liked him from the start, and the resource teacher, whom I had met before, but I can't recall her name right now. And then I was to talk for an hour. I was not sure of the arrangements and got them right at the last minute as we were really up before the class, just kind of talking easily to each other. And he mentioned that it was arranged that I would talk for an hour and include the latter part of the hour for questions if I liked. And that at 10:30, we started at 9:30, then at 10:30 he would show this last half of the movie. I thought I knew him well enough to say to the group that I was sorry that they were able only to include the last half, that I would have, if I had my way, would have preferred to include, no, to show the first half, if they could only show one half. I took the idea from your record and explained that in the first half there was much painstaking repetition, attention to detail, and the pace was slow. But that this was the meat of the situation that I was there to represent, and that the second half would certainly show some of the results achieved from such painstaking effort in the first half. And I popped off about that for a minute or two, and then agreed that the last half was certainly a much more dramatic presentation. Well, then, thought I had done what I could. And we sat down, and the film started, and I listened and recognized this as being the introduction to the film, and leaned over and told Marchisio that he had the first half. And was he sure that he had not been sent the whole picture? He checked out loud with the photographer, and no, they only had one half, and very soon it was clear they had the first half. I said I was glad, and he didn't seem disappointed. Well, anyway, we went along through it, and then at the end, I explained that if there were any others who would wish to see the second half, I knew that they would find it available at the regional offices of the Veterans Administration, either there in Syracuse or at any other area of the country. Some had expressed their genuine wish to see this second half, and I did my best to tell them a couple things about the second half and still hold it in such a position that I wouldn't detract from their enjoyment of it when they saw it. That brings me to this that I'm afraid I'll forget. When sometime, I don't know, within the last year, say I have to turn this over to the other side.